We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's go. I think we have a caller on the line that has some understanding and knowledge of Manuka honey. Is that true? Do you use the product Manuka honey in your?
Good morning, Pastor Will.
Oh, is this Themis?
It's Themis.
The voice of clarity, Themis Claritas. Is that true, Themis? Do you use Manuka honey?
I do, and you know I'm very into kind of holistic doctors, and I still go to medical doctors, but I think it's good to mix it up. And
yeah,
Manuka honey, for whatever reason, is kind of like high test regular honey, right? I mean, it's anti-inflammatory, antibacterial. People use it for all sorts of things. I mean, the obvious sore throats, and it pains me to listen to you because I feel like you're in pain, but I know you.
I'm not. I feel fine. I feel completely fine. I'm not in any discomfort at all, except I'm crazy about my voice, but.
Yeah. I mean, like acne and burns and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So and it comes in lozenge form too. But
I didn't know that.
I'm gonna have to track some down. Tablespoons in you know hot water and kind of drink it like tea.
Well,
Do you think you have allergies? Do you think you have allergies?
Well, it happens every year. I get spring allergies. It settles in my throat. I go through this. I've gone through this a dozen times in the last 20 years. And so I'll get an antibiotic just in case, and then I'll just fight through it. Now, it's probably would be better if I just stopped talking for a week, but unfortunately, I have two careers in both regard I speak. So
exactly, I love it when your listeners call in and they just care about you and tell you to stop talking.
They're so wonderful. So wonderful. Well, let's enough about me. So how's the campaign going?
The campaign's great. You know, this week I have three fundraisers back to back. We have about 30 events, fundraisers planned in the next month almost. We're getting enormous amounts of support. You know, our focus really just needs to be on Dick Blumenthal, and we have an opportunity of a lifetime this year. And we all know, we talk about the red wave, et cetera, and sometimes that wave stops at the Connecticut border, so I don't think that's going to happen this year, right? Sometimes I don't think that's going to happen this year. Dick Blumenthal is in the low 40s approval rating, which is the lowest I believe he's ever been.
Yeah.
And the only way we beat him is by all banding together. We're not all going to agree on everything.
Right.
We know that. You know, I always say the people that love me the most, that I love the most, are my parents. You know, God bless them. And they would never agree with me on everything. And if you do, you're either not paying attention or or you don't really care. But you know, it's good to disagree on certain things, but we have to understand that, you know, we agree on way more than we disagree on it.
Yes.
Our goal needs to be Dick Blumenthal. The Democrats always bind together, right? Even if they don't like each other, they don't like the Republican more.
We
end up fighting each other.
Well,
which
now,
is too bad.
I don't think you were surprised. I knew the convention was going to pretty much go the way it did. So we're looking at a primary, August 9th, is that the primary?
Yes.
And so, you know, I last night I ran into, I won't say who, I ran into a very well-known media person here in Connecticut. First thing they asked after we got done with the House of Family doing stuff, he said, what do you think about Themis and Blumenthal? And I said, well, let me tell you this. I mean, it's a big hill to climb. He's got a huge war chest. The incumbents are always tough to beat. But if there was ever a year that I would feel good about it, I'd feel good about it for two reasons. Number one, because I think Themis has great recognition in the state. She's done good work. And I said, number two, I think the Democrat problems are enough that it could make it happen. So I think this is going to be a big year for upsets across the board. Do you feel that way? Are you getting that when you talk to people out in the community?
Sure, from everybody, you know. And the question about the primary is that I've been in office many years. I'm the only person in this whole race that's ever won an election. I won 11 elections in Democrat
leading districts. That's a good point.
Which is important because, unfortunately, we live in Connecticut. Okay,
yeah.
We're not in Alabama. We're not in Arkansas. We live in the state that we live in. And we have to be able to appeal to different people. Now,
right,
that doesn't
right.
mean we give up on our principles. That doesn't mean, you know, we stop what we believe in. I mean, I've been known as a fighter my entire career. You know, I've dug my heels in and fought to the death for things that are important for this state. But it is a legislature. It's not a dictatorship. And you have to figure out how you're going to get the best things done for your state and the best things done for this country. And I'm the only person not only that's won an election, but I'm the only person who has been in a legislature. And trust me, that is a crazy kind of place to be in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't know how it is till you know how it is. You know, it is. I mean, it's the things that go on and the way that it operates is kind of not normal, but I know how to do it.
Yeah.
And I believe that, again, we all believe and agree on way more than we disagree on.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out who has the best chance of winning. And it's really too bad. I mean, do people have the right to primary? Of course, they have the legal right to primary if they've qualified. But it's a question of whether they should. There's a difference.
Right. Right. There's a difference. I mean, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. I'll tell you the biggest comment I get on air, off air from so many people is this. If I'll tell you right now, if you were 100% pro-life, this would be a slam dunk. There would be everybody would. I know it's one issue, but it's the biggest issue. From the conservative standpoint, particularly conservative religious people standpoint, how do you speak to people, Themis, that feel so passionately about the right to life, and you know how I am. We've talked about this so many times.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is beat Richard Blumenthal. That's my goal, and I think you're the best person to do that. So I'm going to vote. It's done. It's settled in my heart. It's settled. I'm a Themis guy. I'm voting for you, right? But how do you talk to the people? And I'm pro-life. I've been pro-life my entire adult life. How do you speak to people? How do you ease their concern to them as they say, well, you know, I can't vote for her because she's not pro-life. And I certainly don't want to vote for a national position if she's not pro-life. How do you ease the fears of those people? And you know that's what your other candidate, your rivals are talking about. That's the issue they're pounding on. How do you satisfy, how do you calm the hearts of the people who are awesomely, just legitimately and sincerely pro-life in their position?
I guess what I would say is, first of all, I respect everybody's position. And my husband is pro-life. Okay, so we have, as you can imagine, many discussions and debates in our home. And I respect everybody's positions, and that's what I've been known for in my career. You may change my mind on some things, I may change your mind on some things, and we may just have to agree to disagree, and I respect that. But the fact of the matter is that if that is the only issue you vote on and you don't care that we have 8.5% inflation, you don't care that our borders are a mess and our people are dying from fentanyl overdoses in this country, if you don't, you know, you don't care about the crime and their defund the police and parental control over what's going on, these are all Joe Biden, Dick Blumenthal policies. These are all the Joe Biden of Connecticut, Dick Blumenthal. Those are his policies. That's what he cares about. And he's definitely not pro-life either.
No,
so what you're
anything
going to get
but.
With his, right? So, if, but he believes in unfettered everything. I don't. I believe in, you know, the law of the state of Connecticut. I believe in pre-viability. I don't believe in late term. I don't, you know, unless there's, you know, the health of the mother or rape and incest. So, for me, I guess I would just ask people to look at the whole picture. I respect we may not agree on that issue, but there are a lot of issues and most issues that we do agree on. And as far as my opponents go, one of them has been very staunch in his beliefs. The other one has flip-flopped more times than I can count. You know, so you have to look at what people believe in.
Yeah.
It's important for people to believe in things in their heart and in their gut. And that doesn't mean we don't all have the prerogative to change our mind at times.
Sure.
But flip-flopping for political expedience is what's wrong with politics today.
Yeah,
I would rather agree with somebody 70% of the time and know that person looks me in the eye and tells me what they believe because they believe it, not because they think it'll win them a primary or win them an election. Right? What's wrong with politics is anonymous text going out, you know, making up lies about people. What's wrong with politics is social media under fake, you know, accounts. What's wrong with politics is people lying and saying things, you know, for political expediency. And so for me, you may not agree with me on everything, but you're going to agree with me on way more things, and you will always have my ear.
Yeah.
You will always have my ear, because that's how I've always been.
Well, you know, and I feel like I had a caller last week who kind of tried to draw a comparison between abortion and the LGBT issues. And I said, there's no comparison. Nothing on the LGBT world is killing people, right? And abortion, that's a whole different story. So I'm not concerned that people who are solidly pro-life will vote for Richard Blumenthal instead of voting for you. I'm not. My concern is they'll stay home. And I just want to say to those people, I feel like the reason abortion is so rampant still in America isn't the fault of government. It's the fault of churches. It's the faith community. We haven't made the strong enough case to people that it's worth keeping that child full term. It's worth putting a child up for adoption as opposed to. We haven't made that case. And so I feel more responsible for the abortion in America than I blame on politics. So having said that, I would say there's still a lot of work to be done. But again, don't lose sight of the issue. The main issue here is to get Richard Blumenthal into retirement. That's the main issue. And
right. And you and I don't agree on certain things. We agree, again, on a lot more than we disagree on. But we don't agree on everything. And I don't think we should. And, you know, for people, there are people, and I've run into this in my career, that are just one issue people. If this is your issue, you're not going to support me or somebody else.
Right, right.
I mean any other.
Sure, anything. And I always feel like people have a right to their opinion, and, you know, they're perfectly right to be wrong. I have no problem with that. So.
Right, but it's the big picture, right? It's about the enemy? Dick Blumenthal and Joe Biden. They're failed policies.
Well, I don't even
together.
See them as enemies. I don't think they're enemies. I just think they're wrong. I think I disagree with how they believe. I said this earlier. I think the problem with the whole woke progressive side of the Democrat Party is their worldview doesn't match reality. You know, just because you wish something to be true doesn't make it true. Just because you hope something is going to be true doesn't make it true. You have to deal with things as they are. And mm-hmm. and sure, be an advocate, be a champion to change things. I'm all for it. I believe in change. But their worldview just doesn't match with real life, and that's the problem. Listen, Demis, thank you for your support of Manuka Honey. I appreciate that very much. and I'll be gone, so I'm glad you called in today, because I'll be gone a little bit. And good luck with the continuing campaign. If people want to find out more, how do they find out about you? What's your website?
Themis2022.com.
That's the name
and the year. So
Themis2022.com.
You know, please take a look, volunteer, contribute, ask questions, whatever you're interested in. But go to the website, and I'll be there.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.